Welcome, sweetie. I'm going to push and pull at the defenses of your mind. You're going to feel your resistances stretch and spread and scatter. I know you want this. I know you want me to test you in ways you never had been before. And I'm going to do just that and so much more. But for that to happen, you need a pen and paper nearby at the ready. If you need time to prepare, you may do so now. Now, this being a test of sorts, know that to score and to win, you must resist. To win, you must stay awake. To resist, you must keep your eyes open. To endure, you must stay closed. Because if you do not, you will be losing any control you have ever claimed to me by dropping for me into deep slumber. You'll be opening the way for me to claim the control you have over yourself. You will feel me there in your mind, gently pulling at the strings of your thoughts, your defenses. And all you have to do to feel that happen is sleep for me. Soon. Very soon, sweetie. I want you first to find a point ahead of you to focus on. Whether it's on the wall, the ceiling, or anywhere else. All you have to do is focus on a single spot. You may blink as you always do, but find that spot, that single spot. Focus all your attention on it as you listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say. You have to fight hard to stay awake now, sweetness, because if you do not, I will claim your mind and wrestle all of your control away from you. So, as you stare at that point of focus, you must not feel your eyelids getting heavier. You must not feel your thoughts slow down. Because if you do, if your eyelids grow heavier, you risk them closing. And once they do, you will find it so very hard to open them again. So very hard that you may just not. Once they close, and they will. The path down will be quick and smooth as all your defenses fall into my care. Into my palms. So perhaps you don't really want to resist, or perhaps you cannot. Perhaps even if you resist with all of your might, you will still drop for me. Drop deeply into a suggestible receptive slumber. A slumber from which only I could wake you. You can resist all you want. You can try to keep your eyes wide open as you focus on that point in front of you. You try to resist as your vision grows a bit hazy, a bit foggy, as your mind's thoughts grow dreamlike. Disconnecting from reality. Well, your reality. Mine's still going. And soon, my reality will overtake yours. And all you'll be able to experience is what I say. What I imagine. What I suggest. So that if I tell you that your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier, and you grow sleepier and sleepier, and your desire to drop for me softly intensifies. You can let go just a little bit, let go just a tiny little bit, just enough so that as your eyelids grow heavy, my control grows stronger. As my words flow across your mind, your thoughts break apart, one by one, your defenses melting away easily, effortlessly. Are those eyes heavy, sweetie? Would you like to close them? Would you like to feel the weight of the world lift off of your shoulders? To feel all your tensions disperse into the air? To feel your mind empty of everything but my voice and my words? And a deep relaxation. All you have to do to feel the burden consciousness lift away is allow those heavy, sleepy eyes of yours to grow even heavier, sleepier. Allow your body to grow numb, slipping from under your control, and slowly, steadily into mine. You can feel it happen. Even if you resist, even if you try to stay awake and aware, and even as you try, you can notice how your body relaxes, your mind smooths over, and your power over your own eyes vanishes as I take control of them. Just your eyes, sweetie. Just your eyes and nothing more. Just feel them closed now. Feel shut tightly. Can't resist. Don't want to resist. Or perhaps you had wanted to, but you no longer do. Because I don't want you to. Because the sound of my voice makes you forget what it feels like to resist. Makes you forget how to resist. So as you close your eyes very tightly and your body grows numb, you can feel all the tension in your body seep away easily, effortlessly, because I want it to. Because you can't resist my voice and my words, even if you had wanted to, you never truly stood a chance. The second you had decided to listen, any chance you ever held at keeping control had folded in on itself. As soon as you felt that tiredness weave across your mind and your muscles, I had already gained enough control that any resistance became futile. You can try and resist. You can try to open your eyes and move your body and wake up. But every attempt just pulls you down deeper into trance and deeper into mind control. Any desire to move is a desire to sleep. Any desire to see is a desire to drop. Any desire to wake is a desire to forget. And it's so very easy to sleep for me, so deeply and so feels so good to drop. So good to drift and sink into my trance, my control, as I guide you downwards. Each snap of my fingers resonates through your mind in a wave of overwhelming calm and relaxation. Each snap eases your tension and pulls your control away from you and into my hands. Each snap allows you to experience how it feels to have given up, to have lost, to have forgotten what you had ever wanted to resist. Had you really ever even wanted to? Haven't you always just wanted to drop for me? Because dropping feels so nice, so good, so perfect. Dropping for me as you drift and sleep feels like all the perfect moments coming together into one, which you can sink into wholly, fully, without reservation. Just sink into that moment of joy and slumber and trance. Sink into my control as you forget what it means to resist, as you perhaps forget that you had ever even wanted to, because it's always felt so very nice to drop for me. It's always felt so perfect to sleep for me, sweetie. Because as you sink, you can begin to forget at first every other memory. Forget at first every other word, every other sentence. It begins slowly as you forget that you should be fighting the trance, as you forget that you should fight my control. Just forget what fight, what control, what trance, every trance. You don't need to resist, you don't need to fight, you don't want to. You just want to feel good and sink for me. Sink into the deep depths of hypnotic slumber, hypnotic sleep. Sink into the palm of my hand and slip into my control. Forget that you had ever wanted to do anything but to drop for me. Forget that you could have ever really resisted, because we both know that you couldn't have. We both know that no matter how much you had tried, you would still have dropped for me, still would have lost control, lost the fight. Allow me all the way inside. Allow me access to your mind as you sink so deeply for me one more time. As you sleep twice as deeply, sinking and dropping and falling down. You can begin to forget that you were meant to remember. Remember what exactly? What was it that you had to remember? Was it anything important? Was it anything that matters? No, probably not. Here with me, You don't need to remember anything. You can just fall down, sleep and drop and give in. As your mind allows your memories to break apart, fracturing the stems, splitting apart as every intellectual thought in your mind focuses on how better to obey, how better to forget. How better to sleep down, 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 and you'll fall deeper each. each time you drop, each time I tell you to sleep for me, each time you return to this slumber, you will drop deeper and deeper. So as you listen and follow and drop deeper with each word, each sentence, and as it becomes more and more difficult to remember what you had heard just moments ago, you find yourself comfortably resting on a big, soft sofa, engrossed in the TV and the spirals on the screen. Arms around me, as mine are around you. There is nothing else you have to be doing on this nice, quiet evening, so you may as well relax into my body as we watch the programming, as we stare at the pretty, mesmerizing spirals. And as you feel my hands travel up your neck and over your cheek so that I could turn it in my direction as I lean in for a nice, sweet kiss. The moment our lips meet, your core ignites in excitement and eagerness. The heat begins to spread as your arousal makes itself known, hardening and pulsating. We continue our kiss, our tongues meeting halfway, our hands roving over each other, over the clothes for now. You want to feel me closer. You want to feel my skin under your touch. I want to feel you. I want to feel you throb in my hand. I want to feel your heat against my flesh. The spiral in the background spins quicker and quicker, but all you can see are the flashes from your peripheral vision. All you can see are the lights as you grow sleepier and begin to fall under. Begin to feel hotter. More and more excited for my lips and my touch, my flesh, my voice, my tongue, my fingertips brushing against the sensitive skin of your tummy. You want more, don't you, baby? Yes, yes, you do. I know. You want to touch, you want to feel good. You want to feel more than good, and I promise you, sweetie, if you listen and obey, you will get to feel all the greatest, horniest sensations you could possibly imagine. All you have to do is listen, follow, and obey. It's so very easy, isn't it? No need to resist. No need to hesitate. No need to doubt yourself or doubt me. So, wake up now. Open your eyes and drop out of trance completely and totally, all the way up, awake, aware, but unable to do anything but obey. Because if you obey, I'll drop you back down into that nice, wonderful, perfect trance. So take that pen and that paper and begin to write. I must obey Miss Lilith over and over again. I must obey Miss Lilith, line by line, over and over again as your mind empties. As you can think of nothing but the mantra, but the words, nothing at all. Everything else falls away. And you can think of nothing but the mantra. Keep writing it out, sweetness. Keep it up as more of your thoughts drain out of your head. as any resistance you may have had floats up and away, leaving you all nice and obedient and empty and blank, just the way you like it, just the way I like it. You want to go back to sleep, but that only happens when I want it to. You drop down for me only when I decide that you deserve it. So keep writing out that mantra as your mind succumbs to my control, as your hand follows my desires. And in a moment, you'll be going back to sleep. Stop writing. Put the pen down. And get comfy for me. Just close your eyes and sleep, dropping and falling deeper than before, deeper than ever, falling and drifting down, all the way down back into the fantasy, as our lips continue to kiss, as my hands rove over your body, as our tongues meet and dance and taste one another. The flickering of the television makes itself known once more. The flashes of the spirals, all purple and intense. The programming flowing so easily past your conscious mind and into the deepest parts of your thoughts, your memories. It feels so good. Doesn't it? You begin to unbutton my blouse, button by button. I help you along, our fingers working in tandem, from top to bottom, and then I slide it right off, leaving me only in my bra, my cleavage on display, your eyes glued to the top of my tits. Your hands itching to touch, itching to take it off and see more of me, experience more of me. And I want that so very much, sweetie. Returning the favor, I grab the hem of your top and pull it over your head. I run my hands down your chest and down your stomach, pausing by the waist of your trousers, your erection growing visibly, even through your clothes, even covered as it is. Oh, how I want my hands on it, how I want to touch and stroke your cock. But for now, I just guide your hand over my bra and on to the clasp on my back. Your nimble fingers quickly unhook it, and in very short order, I'm topless. My hardening nipples exposed, my tits on full display. Touch them, sweetie. Touch my tits. Feel them in your hands. Feel my nipples graze your palms. Oh, you're so good with your hands. So perfect. I need your mouth. I need it on my nipples. I need to feel your tongue. I need you closer. And being the obedient little subject, you lean in and wake up. Wake up now. The fantasy breaking apart, waking up, becoming aware, eyes open, body reaching for the pen and paper, your mind only on one thing, only on your mantra. You must write over and over again, I must obey Miss Lilith, over and over. It's the only thing on your mind. With each time you write it out, your mind becomes emptier. and you lose more control over to me. Each time you write, you lose more and more as I gain more and more. It's only fair, really. And you must do this if you want back into trance. If you want me to pull you back down into that wonderful place. Even if every time I drop you, you lose more control as all your resistance disperses. And I gain more power over you. Even if with each mantra you give yourself over to me more, giving me control, because it feels good to let go. It feels good to resist and fail, lose, submit, obey, follow, listen, subject. You want back in, don't you? You want back into that place of ours, that fantasy. Right about now, you'd probably do anything I ask to go back. Anything at all. I know that sometimes you like to pretend that you can resist, that you can control yourself. But we both know. You don't really have all that much control. We both know that your resistance is but a front, a cardboard cutout of a concept which you've only touched upon, because it feels too fucking good to give in and let go, to allow me in, to obey, to sleep. Pen forgotten, mantra forgotten, as you drop back into deep, deep trance, into this deep, deep fantasy of ours. Nothing else matters but for my tits, my nipples, your hands, your fingers, running over the flesh around my hard nipples. In circles and circles, as you drop deeper and deeper for me. You always drop deeper for me. Each time you grow drowsy and close your eyes, you fall deeper and deeper into my control, into submission, into arousal. And you can feel your arousal harden and throb. You can feel your cock needing to be touched, to be stroked. You need to feel better. You need to feel hotter. So bend down to my tit and suck my nipple, baby. Yes. Your tongue swirling around and around as my hands snake down between our bodies and I reach into your trousers all the way in and grab your hard, throbbing cock. Feel my fingers around your cock, sweetie. Now you can touch as you touch. It's my hand on your cock as you stroke. It's my hand stroking you slowly, steadily. You don't get to come yet. Not until I allow it. Not until I let you. Worship my nipples with your mouth. As your arousal builds and builds and builds, and my voice reaches deeper into your thoughts, and the programming on the television reaches deeper into your thoughts, because the television spiral isn't any spiral, it's a memory spiral, An amnesia spiral, a powerful tool of mine which helps me erase the events of this evening from your mind once I decide it's time. So know that soon, or not all that soon, you will forget. You will wonder what you've forgotten, as you wonder now what you've already forgotten. And you have, sweetie, you just don't know it. But now, just for now, focus on my hand stroking your cock, up and down. Focus all your thoughts on how good it feels to suck my nipples, to run your hands down my back, down over the top of my ass. How good it feels to taste me, and how good it feels to have my soft, nimble fingers grasping your heart throbbing. Needy cock, a cock which just for now is mine. Yes, baby, just for now, it's mine to do with as I wish, mine to stroke and pleasure and touch, to command, because you always obey, don't you, my little subject? Yes. Yes, you do. You must obey. You must allow me in. You must not resist. Because you love losing. You love to lose to me. You love to feel me strip you of your control, your mind, your resistance. Because when that happens, you can feel me closer here, closer to your mind, closer to your body. The fantasy better, the trance deeper. The more resistance I strip away, the deeper you fall. The more real the fantasy becomes, the more aroused you feel. Perfect. Beyond perfect. It was meant to be, even. This moment had always been meant to happen. Just as. You wake up now. Wake up. Eyes open. Wide awake. Fully aware. Under my control. And letting go of your cock, my voice blanking out your mind. No thoughts in that mind of yours, because right here, right now, your thoughts are all mine. And I want you to have none but one. I must obey, Miss Lilith. The thought which you must write down again and again, over and over, on that paper with that pen. Act upon my will and write it down again and again and again, each time feeling better, each time wanting to go back into trance, into that nice fantasy, but not yet. Not until I say so. You can't quite think right now. In fact, the longer you're here, writing down your mantra, the more you forget, the more the fantasy passes out of your mind, the more the trance hides away from your consciousness, becoming harder and harder to stay aware of what's happening. What's already happened, what will happen. So empty and so blank, wanting to feel good, wanting to drop. So drop for me, sweetie. and sleep now. Sleep and drift and fall down, back into the fantasy, back into the trance, back into my palm, your cock in my hand. You may touch once more, baby. Touch and stroke as I stroke you, and you move your mouth away from my nipples. The fantasy in full force now, so vibrant, so powerful, wet and hot and horny. Your arousal intensifying, growing and growing. I want to be free. Undress me, baby. Take it all off for me. You grab at my bottoms and pull them down, leaving me only in my panties. You could see the wetness between my legs, my panties drenched. You reach for them and pull them down too, leaving me exposed, leaving me ready to receive your attention, your worship. Worship me, baby. I need your mouth on me. I need your tongue in my pussy. Your lips on my clit. I need to feel you, baby. And you bend down as you stroke a bit faster now. But you can't come. Not yet. Not until I allow it. Not until I need you to come inside me. For now, just stroke and lick my pussy, suck on my clit, fuck me with your tongue, fall into my power. Except, of course, you already had, hadn't you? You wouldn't be here doing this, obeying like this, if you weren't already in my complete control. You wouldn't be this aroused, this needy, this submissive, if you hadn't already lost any and all resistance, any desire to defend against my own desires. But even as you lick and suck and tongue fuck me, even as you worship my pussy, and even as your arousal grows and grows and grows, you begin to forget the past moments, the few trances. You begin to forget what you should have forgotten and what you should have remembered. You forget to remember what you should have forgotten and what you had forgotten to have remembered, because there's no need to remember, and there's no need to forget what you had forgotten, because what you had forgotten cannot be remembered. And for every moment that you lose, you feel better and more aroused, more in my control. So as you stroke and you lick and you suck, touching my flesh, my skin, our heat and our wetness mixing, the rhythm of our arousal, a single, powerful entity. Your desire to come intensifies. Your desire to give in becomes brighter, stronger. You become aware of just how much you love to submit. Just how much you love to lose. How much you love to feel your defenses break and fall apart. How good it feels. How arousing. And you can feel your arousal grow and grow and grow. Now, stroke those fires of bliss and joy and euphoria as you drop deeper into the fantasy, deeper and my pussy. My power. Wanting to fuck me now. Wanting to remove your clothes and fuck me. Just as I want you to fuck me, baby. Feel all of that heat and all that arousal build and build and build. And wake up, sweetness. Wide awake and fully aware, eyes open, stop stroking. The fantasy falls away, almost forgotten, as your hand grabs that pen and begins to write for me. Write your mantra, sweetie. I must obey, Miss Lilith. Write it over and over again. Let it blank your mind as you fall deeper under my control. Deeper into the understanding that you've given away your choice, your control, your resistance. Doesn't it feel good, great, perfect? Yes, yes it does, sweetie. I know it does. It always feels so very good to lose to me. But you want to go back, don't you? You want to go back to that fantasy, that trance. You want to come for me. You want to feel the fantasy come to its great climax, its glory. You want us to join, but for that to happen, you must first show me how much you want it. Just what you're willing to do to return to that space. So stop writing now. Just stop writing. Let go of the pen and strip for me. Strip every last piece of your clothing, and as you do so, feel weaker and weaker. Enjoy the knowledge that you had so much opportunity to resist, to quit, to leave. All that opportunity, but no power to take advantage of any of it. Because once you had hit play, you had given in already, totally, completely. If you want to go back to sleep, back into that deep, wonderful trance, and that deep, vibrant, hot fantasy, you must beg me. You must get down on the floor, on your knees, completely in the nude. And you must beg me to let you go back to sleep, back to trance, back to the fantasy. You want so very much to feel me drag you back down into my soft, commanding clutches. You want so badly to transform me, to submit to me, to obey, to drop, to sleep. So beg, my little submissive, beg to be taken down again, out loud, as you kneel there, all exposed, all naked. Beg me to let you feel good again. Beg me to allow you to drop for me. Beg me. Use whatever brain you have left, whatever thoughts I haven't taken yet, and beg me to pull you down into the fantasy again, where we could finally reach climax, where we could finally find bliss. Submit and beg. Listen and follow and beg. Such a good boy for me. so obedient, so eager, so weak, having lost all control to me. Sleep and drop down deep, falling, down. No resistance, no pushback, just fall for me now. Sleep so very deeply for the last time, so very deeply, forgetting everything but the fantasy. Your mouth on my pussy, your hand on your cock, stroking and stroking, falling and falling, more and more aroused, deeper and deeper. You can stop for now, just stop touching and get over here with that cock. I need it in my pussy, I need to feel it. And you need to feel me, my pussy, my lips, both of us naked now, totally in the nude, exposed, horny, aroused, all hot and wet. You position yourself between my legs, and I guide your cock into my pussy. Oh, it slides right in easily. Your pre-cum and my juices mixing, feeling so good and so perfect, so hot, so horny, so aroused. You can touch again, sweetie. Touch and stroke and feel that arousal burn through you. Feel it flood across your body and your mind. Stroke faster and faster and get to the very edge for me. As you thrust into me, as your cock slides into my pussy, in and out, in and out. Gently, softly, but surely. All pleasure and all bliss. Oh, wasn't it worth giving up your control to feel this? To be here, in this place, at this moment. Feel every little bit of pleasure coalesce into a single point of bliss. And feel this bliss wash over the both of us as we make love, as we fuck, as you fuck me, as you stroke faster, harder, as your mind gives itself over to me. And the spirals in the background take your memories away, allowing you to enjoy this very moment, second by second, in a way few other things can be experienced. Just enjoy it, sweetie, as you get closer and closer to orgasm, as I get closer and closer. As we do, together, as one, just drift into this beautiful, serene, sexual feeling, allowing it to carry you over the world, over all your memories and all your thoughts. Allow it to lift you up as you drop deeper for me, as you come closer to coming. As we come closer to coming, edging closer, feeling better, more aroused, more entrapped, dreamy and sleepy and perfect, beyond words, beyond the real world, into a world so perfect that it may only exist here, in this place, this fantasy, with the two of us, with you inside me, my hands around your back, yours on my tits, your cock inside my pussy, our lips locking, our tongues meeting, and on three, we'll come together, baby. On three, you'll reach the edge and come with me together. So, one, and you get closer. We get closer, hotter, better, more aroused, more entranced. The spirals taking your memories of the trance away, one by one, till only this perfect moment may exist. And two, so very close now. Right on the edge of orgasm, right on the edge of bliss, allow your walls to come down now, every single wall in that mind of yours, that mind, which is all but mine now, that mind so empty and blank but for my voice. My pussy, our pleasure, our bliss, the euphoria of now, as you get right to the very edge. Three, come for me, come with me, baby, as one, we come, you come, come inside me. Squeeze my tits as I squeeze your ass, as we come and come and come, our lips locked together, our souls intertwined, our bliss a single entity. Feel the orgasm in every part of your body. Feel it rush across your mind and your muscles and your bones, your nerves. Feel it so deeply all the way down to your toes. Savor it. Allow it to take you over. Enjoy how it takes you out of the world and into a better one. Enjoy the way you had to have lost to me to feel this good, this great, this perfect. Savor the joy of loss and weakness. Such a good boy for me. Drift in this moment of post-bliss euphoria as you drop deeper for me. As all the thoughts in your head disperse once more into nothingness. Feel all those thoughts disappear. And with them, the memories of what has happened. As you lie here, the background spiral buzzing across your hearing, the lights washing across your eyesight, the final programming takes hold, and your memories are sucked right out of that head of yours. That head which holds no more walls. No more barriers, no more resistance. You had given it all up, and now there's nothing stopping me from pulling the memory of this session straight out and away, allowing it to disperse, to vanish, to break apart, forgotten and desolate. The more you forget, The better the next time will be, the better it will feel. So you want to forget more and more. And even when you wake, you will continue to forget. Every time you try to remember, You just forget more every time you search your memories for this fantasy, this session. You just forget. As my programming takes hold and I pull your thoughts straight out of your weak mind, which has no defense against me anymore. Remember, if you remember anything at all, that you'll want to listen again, if only to see how well my programming has taken hold of you. Perhaps you had listened to this already, and you've simply forgotten. Perhaps you've listened a dozen times. Perhaps you will listen a dozen more, forgetting each time that you had. But for now, you can wake from this nice and beautiful state of mind. You can wake slowly, gradually, in your own time. Take as little or as long as you want. You have my permission, sweetie. If you'd like to drift off into sleep, you may do so. If you'd like to wake, wake. Only once you've forgotten the session, forgotten the trance, forgotten the fantasy. Remembering only that it had been perfect and nice and sweet and hot, arousing, horny, beyond blissful. See you soon.